Okay, today is daf. We're going to the focus on daf chaf hey. Yesterday's daf. A few short ideas. Number one. There's a fascinating Gilyan Hashas. This is unbelievable. If you didn't see this here, the Gemara talks about something which is appears to be repulsive. Chas Hashem to say that about the Gemara, but it is an amazing insight into the way this world works. Okay, the Gemara talks about a steer between two brisos. Okay, you're not going to like this, but it just goes to show how a chiddush totally transforms the Gemara. A steer, are you mechuyev to be marchik from the tzoa, the excrement of a dog, and the tzoa of a dog? What else? There was two, and chazir, a pig,
a chazir.
So the Gemara says, you know, we have a contradiction. One place it says yes, it has the full status. Not going to the details of different rules, but it has the full status of tzo like a human being. And if a person has all the requirements that are applied to a human being, applied to a dog. So of a dog and of a chazir. And then the other is, no, it's not so. The tzo of a dog is not equivalent to a human being. It's less chomor, whatever that means. Only time will upgrade the tzo of a dog to the tzo of a human being is only when it's being used together with hides. In other words, the time of Chazal, they would take the tzo of a dog and they would add it, they would use it as an ingredient to tan hides. And hides on their own smell, and tzo of a dog smells, and when you combine the two together, it's lethal. The two together is lethal, and only when the two are combined together are they upgraded to the status of the tzo of a human being, and you have to distance yourself with all of the stringencies for tefillah and kriyashma. Along comes the Gilyan Hashas, Rav Akiva Eger, and he says there's a Yalkut Shmoni. Don't make light of this Gemara. There's a Yalkut Shmoni. It's not for nothing. The Gemara talks about taking the tzoya of a dog and using it as an ingredient to prepare the hides of an animal for whatever you want to use them for. Because the hides that we're dealing with are hides for tefillin and sifrei Torah. Okay, so you're going to use the parchment, the finished product, after it's been softened and the chemical process has been concluded, you're going to use the hides for tefillin and for mezuzos and for sifrei Torah. How did the hide get to the state of finished state? Only because it came in contact with the tzoya of a kelef. Unbelievable. Isn't it amazing? Don't you see the signs in Brooklyn all over? Clean up after your dog, $300 fine?
Yeah.
That soya of a kelev was used to prepare the most holy object that we have, a sefer Torah. Why? So the Gilyan Hashas quotes the Yalkut Shmoni on this page. Daf Chaf, no one even notices this. Yeah. On the bottom of the page, Bavur Ha'aros V'Chenisa B'Yalkut Parshas Bo Pasik V'Lo Yecharatz Kelev L'Shoinai and V'Lo Oid Elo Shazachu L'Abed Oiros Meitzoy Osan V'Lichtoy Bohem Sifrei Torah. Stam Sifrei Torah Zul Mezuzos. In reward for the dogs for not barking when we left Egypt, they were quiet, they kept their mouths shut. Hashem does not deny reward from any creature. For all generations, their tzoya is going to be used to prepare the hides for our Sifrei Torah, our tefillin and mezuzos. No, today I don't think so. I don't think so. But that's interesting. Why it has stopped? It's important. You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because dogs usually get a very.
I wouldn't be surprised if you find some machmirim that we are mahader. No. We are mahader with all the chumras, all the yoni halacha. It's a good
opportunity.
I do not know. It seems not. I would assume not. I would assume today it's not done. But you never know. I don't know what goes on.
The alarm brings down that the boys had a second best match because they couldn't get
the smell. Okay. But this touches upon a very interesting issue. The issue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not deny, even when it comes to animals, this is a controversial issue, this medrash is not so clear, is there din v'cheshbin for animals? For human beings, there certainly is din v'cheshbin, person has been v'cheshbin. To what degree does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold animals responsible for their impulses? is there din v'cheshun that we find other examples of kisui hadam. Let's give you another example. It's not on the page. Kisui hadam. We cover the blood of chayos and behemos, but you don't cover the blood of a behema. Why don't you cover the blood of oifos, birds and chayos, but not the blood of a behema? So there are multiple midrashim, but among the midrashim is because the chaya, there was a story with Rivka. When Rivka took, when Eliezer returned back home to Yitzchak with Rivka, Rivka was not a basula, she was a ba'ula. What happened? She fell off the animal, the donkey, whatever. What was a camel? What was she sitting on? A camel? When she saw Yitzchak davening, she was shocked. She went into a state of shock. You told me a joke. The reason why she was in a state of shock was because at that point in time there was only one tefillah. It was tefillah shachris. And Yitzchak was davening. So he was davening shachris, 12 o'clock during the day. What kind of bachar is this? What kind of yeshiva bachar? Daven shachris. It's an oisarf. To daven shachris, 12 o'clock during the day. A mitzuyan daven shachris, 6:30 in the morning. Kiva, this is the shidduch. I'm going to marry a bacha that wakes up 12 o'clock in the day. She fainted. She fell off the camel. That's a joke, of course. He was being mispalal mincha. She was overcome with the yiras harayimus, from the righteousness, from the yira of Yitzchak. She fell off the camel. What happened? She injured herself. And the dam besulim were released. She lost her besulim, and the blood from the dam besulim fell into the ground. And then when Yitzchak married her, Yitzchak saw that she was not, whatever, he realized, I don't know the pratim, that she was not a besulim, she was a ba'ula. So he accused Eliezer of having relations with Rivka on the way home from Lavan. He accused her. He wanted, who knows what he wanted to do to him. And Eliezer promised him, swore to him, I didn't touch her. And the reason why, how could it be? She's only 3 years old. Where is the Dam Sulam? So it says she got into an accident because she saw you. She was so afraid. She fell off the camel and that happened. So he took her. Eliezer took her to the place where she fell off the camel. And in that spot, there was a lion, a chai, different interpretations of in the Medrash, either a lion or one of the chayos protected the blood. That no one should come, the animal should not come and lick the blood and consume the blood. So in reward for the chayos guarding the blood, so Yitzchak should be convinced that Eliezer did not have relations with his wife, the chayos were rewarded, that their blood would be covered. That their blood would be given dignity, the blood would not be exposed on the ground. So it's an amazing medrash, because number one, what? This is a popular medrash. I don't know where it is exactly, but we have to look at the parasha. Look, I guess I'm sure you'll find this in Torah Shlema under the pasuk of Vayipol Me'al HaGamol. I'm sure you'll find it there, Torah Shlema. So what's fascinating about this medrash? First of all, the facts are fascinating facts. Number two is that Hashem is rewarding chayos. The chayos have a sensitivity to guard the blood, and in reward, Hashem said it's going to be kisi adam. Why? Bought by birds. So there's another manish. Birds, but Cain and Hevel. And when Cain murdered Hevel, so Cain, he learned from the birds to bury, I don't know the pratim, to bury Hevel. The birds went, there was a bird that died, or something happened to a bird, and the bird went and buried its one of its own, and Cain was observing, and from the bird, Cain learned that it's the proper thing to bury someone who dies. And Cain went and he buried Hevel. Who taught him this concept of burial? A bird. As a reward for this, the blood of the bird is to be covered as well as just to be buried is to be covered. But what's fascinating is we see over here a concept that animals are included in the concept of din v'cheshbon. They do things, they have some degree of bechira chafshis, they choose well, Hashem gives them reward. Are they punished? Doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say that they're accountable to the degree of being punished. Human being certainly is. Human being is taught, he has bechir chavshus, he does choose the wrong thing, he's going to be punished. But animals, at least we do find such a concept of reward. Now there's one other example which touches upon this. I saw all this in the Daf Al Adaf. This whole thing is there's another concept that for tefillin, ideally you should use the hide of a shalil, of a fetus inside the mother's womb. In other words, you slaughter an animal and you open up that, and the mother was pregnant, and inside there's a fetus, and the fetus is dead. No, the benbeku is alive. You slaughter the mother, and the fetus dies with the mother. You should ideally use to write tefillin the hide of the fetus. Why? So it says in the Medrash, because the ben pekua, the fetus, the shlil, never came out into this world. If it never came out into this world, it was never subject to din v'cheshven, to judgment. This world is a world of din v'cheshven. If the fetus died in the mother's womb, it died in a state of purity. Innocence. And now that's what you should use to write your tefillin, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Hashem. So you'll ask, what's the big deal? So let's say it came out. It's a fetus and a creature. It's shaykh to the Olam Hazeh, to Din V'Cheshbin. So you see such a concept. We don't know what these things mean. These are very Kabbalistic ideas. Is that, yeah, that even an animal that comes out into this world has come into a world of chait, of sin, of punishment, of reward. It's a different type of existence. If it's possible to use parchment that was not subject to the harsh decrees and the nisyonos of din v'cheshbon of this world, that's what should be used for. So I have over here three different ideas we have over here. The Gemara all comes from the Gemara, the Gilyon Hashas. Who'd ever imagine little teeny letters in the side of the Gemara, and the bottom of the Gemara, from Rekid Egan, tell you about the case of Tzoya, of a kelef for tefillin, v'yechratz kelef l'shoinai kisi hadam, and the birds. And then this idea of the shlich. Let me just say another word, very interesting word from Ravan Yosef Shlita. We have there's a fascinating Piskei Tosfos, Masechet Shabbos. Piskei Tosfos is not the regular Tosfos in the back of the Gemara. I don't even know where it is. Different the new Gemara stand, they probably put it in somewhere else, called Piskei Tosfos from the Rishonim. And this is a tremendous chesed. You have a community where there are pigs walking around, there's Yipata from Mezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzahs. No mezuzahs. That's what it says in the piskei, the decisions, the halachic decisions of the Baalei Tosfos. A community where there are chazirim roaming the streets, don't bother putting a spata mi mezuzah. So all of the rishonim and the achronim are baffled. What's the makar for this halacha? Where does it come from? So Rav Yosef says, what's the problem? Yeah, be there. It's today's daf. Today's daf is the makar for this thing, which is a very big mystery to the old Rishon Achronim, a big mystery. The Gemara says that the picha, a chazir comes out of the river. You're not allowed to daven in front of the chazir. You're not allowed to daven in front of a pig, even if the pig appears to be clean. He came out of the river. It's not shaykh that there should not be tsoya on the pi chazir. It's impossible. The peh, the mouth of the chazir, is always filled with excrement. And if there's excrement in front of the person, you're not allowed to daven and say kriya shema or recite kriya shema. So mela, that's today's mar. So he says, based upon that, a mezuzah, it was custom in ancient times, it is today also to a certain degree, depends the different customs, is that the mezuzah was exposed, at least the shem shakai, the shin dal yud, which is Hashem's name, is exposed. The chatchilah should be exposed on the outside of the mezuzah. So it's a disgrace if there's a chazir roaming around. Since the Gemara here says that a pi chazir is always, you always have tsoya. It's not right that the tsoya should be visible to the shame of shin dal yud that appears on the outside of the mezuzah. Now this is problematic because the mezuzah is put on the top third of the door, and the top third of the door is a different rishus. Once you reach a height of 10 tefachim, it's a very different rishus, and the chazir usually are lower down. Oh, so that's what we do today. So that's how we do today. But so our value of Sam says, no, that since it's rogel, since this he holds that since there's no hefsek, and because the chazirim are roaming around, that's why it should not be done. Because, and this opens up a whole new issue. It opens up a whole new issue, especially dealing with at home with children. People have young children, and there are dirty diapers, and there are children running around the house. They're running around the house, little children. So, I mean, this is again halacha l'maaseh. So then, even though lechatchila, ideally, a person, the halacha is that the mezuzah, the shin, dalet, yud, the mezuzah should be exposed. It's a mila, it's a hider, that you should have a glass mezuzah case, and you should be able to see at least the shin, dalet, yud. However, if you have a home of little children, and the little children are not always dressed properly, and there's odor, and there is so exposed, so on and so forth, in those homes, you should be makbid that the mezuzah should be completely covered. So this is touched upon this halachic inyan. Okay, another very quick thing is that we have halach over here in the Gemara, almost two minutes. The mezuzah. Daf chafei. The Gemara also talks about this is a very, very big topic in halacha. We're not even just to mention this comes from today's daf. All the Rishonim, this is the makar for the sugya. Is the Gemara talks about seeing tsoya through glass. If you see tsoya through glass, it's a problem. And the Gemara explicitly says it doesn't help. If even if they have a mechitza of bulletproof glass, it doesn't make a difference. If you can see the tsoya, you're not allowed to daven. So this comes with Shiloh, are you, what about all types of mitzvahs that you only can do through using glasses or through seeing? For example, Kriyas HaTorah. Most of us wear glasses, and if you don't wear the glasses, you can't even see what it says in the Torah. Yeah. So are you allowed to get an aliyah? Are you allowed to get an aliyah when the only reason why you can see what it says in the Torah is because you're seeing it through glass? Are you allowed to mekadesh the levana if you only can see? Can witnesses go to a chas? You go to a chas by a wedding, and the chazan says to kala, harei at mekadesh asli. If they're wearing glasses, what kind of edus is that? You're not seeing it directly. Dayanim, when they do chalitza, do they have to? It says the no, so it's not so simple. It's not so simple. Halacha l'maisa.
But doesn't the Gemara pass?
That's the halacha l'maisa. So halacha l'maisa goes without saying that we all know that we are 100% make. Not even make. It's our Gemara. The Gemara says beferish. V'lo yeirah l'cha dvar erva. The Gemara explicitly says that when you see it through glass, it's called seeing, and it's aser. So the Gemara clearly says just because there's a mechitz of glass, it's meaningless. It doesn't make a difference. If you can see it, you can see it. And for kemat, every area of halacha, there's no issue whatsoever if you see something through a hefsek of even a glass wall. A glass wall, or glasses, of course, or
a
glass of chitza. The very shy, if you want to say kishva through a window, that's really one of the more your other person's homebound. You can't go outside, and there's a glass. Can you go sit in your bed and say kishva looking through the window? So it's that guy. So the answer basically is yes, as long as you can see it. Al chitza, and so that same yonim al chitza. Okay, let's stop here.